Kurdish writer and journalist Behruz Buchani, welcome to Australia and welcome to SBS Radio. You're a resident of New Zealand now and visiting Australia. What are your thoughts or feelings towards Australia?
Yeah, thank you very much for having me. My feeling towards Australia, of course, Australia is a country I went through so many years of systematic torture and also fighting, you know, against that. So Australia did that on me. But in the same time, I think I'm connected to this country because I've been working and fighting alongside many Australians who have been supporting me, who have been with me, and we have been working together. So, of course, I have many friends here, and yeah, that is just my feeling towards Australia.
Would you like to come and live here one day, maybe?
I'm happy in New Zealand. Yeah, I like New Zealand.
In your opinion, Behruz, has Australia's record on receiving and processing refugees improved in recent years?
No, I think the problem with Australia is keeping people in indefinite detention. That is a huge problem. So, and also around this policy, there is an industry, you know, they established an industry and detention industry. Mm-hmm. So that's why nothing really changed in Australia. Still, they are able to banish people to, you know, Manus, to Nauru, and that policy exists still. They keep people in indefinite detention. Still, thousands of people are living in the community, but they don't have a future in this country. So nothing changed. I know that many people have been supporting labor, and many people supported labor in the election because of refugees. Not everyone, but many, I know. But so far, nothing really changed. And we should accept that, but that is the reality. But hopefully this government does something soon.
The world has always had refugees. Do you think the number of people classified as refugees will increase in the future? If so, what do you think are the main drives behind this?
Yeah, of course. I think that especially with the climate change, more people will become refugee. And also, I should mention this, that there is not guarantee with climate change. There is not guarantee that in Australia and people like Australia, that now they accept refugees. It's possible that people become refugee from here, you know. And so I think climate change definitely will, many people will become displaced because of climate change. And that is a huge crisis. But of course, always we should expect war.
Of course, there's.
Yeah, around the world. So always that happens. So, but I think climate change is the main
concern.
Okay. Concern.
Do you agree that sovereign countries must enforce their borders in order to protect their economies and the quality of life for their existing citizens, or do you disagree with this idea?
My understanding of border is quite different. It's very related to my background as a Kurdish. We always have a challenge with border. But generally, I think what is important is that countries that they are committed, you know, they sign the convention. When refugees come to those countries, they should process them under international law, and also they let them stay, let them establish a new life. That's what the countries accepted. You cannot get benefit of refugees, but sometimes you just forget about it, you know. So because refugees have been good for economy, so some countries look at refugees in that way. But generally, these countries, I'm talking generally, not only about Australia, you know, many countries are involved in war. They are involved in the crisis that caused refugees. So they should take responsibility for that, you know. For example, with Afghanistan, with Iraq, Syria. So many countries involved, and all, of course, they should accept refugees because they are a part of it. So that is the problem.
As you know, speaking of Iran and other Middle Eastern countries, as you know, in general, the situation in Iran is deteriorating. Many people have lost their lives by torture or being shot. What would you like to see happen, especially regarding the Kurdish issue?
Yeah, of course, people in Iran want to regime change. And without doubt, people demand and are fighting to regime change. But Kurdish people have been a part of this. You know, they have been leading this protest alongside Baluchi people and some other minorities and women. So what is important really is not only changing the government, but change the values as well, you know, change, you know, and bring a new government and create or establish a democratic system.
But do you think all these demonstrations or protests will succeed? Would the government give up, and would the system change?
The problem is not only government, you know. Of course, the main problem is government. But if we change the government, we should make sure that the next system is a democratic system. So among the opposition, there is a right-wing movement as well. So that is a problem, I think, you know, among the opposition as well. Mm-hmm. But of course, the main movement is the Woman Life Freedom Movement.
Xinjiang Azadi.
Yeah. So I think if that Xinjiang Azadi, Woman Life Freedom, change the values and, you know, we change the government through this slogan, this manifesto, I think, of course, that will be good for Kurdish people. But our problem as a Kurd and minority is not only with the government. Our problem is with the part of the opposition as well. So that is something that we should talk about it, you know, and international community should become aware of it. They should understand this movement in Iran. Right. It's not only to change the government. Of course, that is the main aim.
It's a system, yes.
You know, but what is important that we have a guarantee that the next government be a democratic government.
Do you have any projects or plans such as writing another book or a film in the future?
Yeah, I said so. Of course, this book that I'm coming, so in Australia, this book is...
Freedom, Only Freedom?
Yeah. So this book translated and edited by Omid Tawfiqian and Munis Mansoubi. So, yeah, they have done a really great job on this book. But for me, yeah, of course, I do writing, and also I'm involved in... Some project in cinema, but of course it takes time.
There is a film coming. Mr. Behrouz Bulchani, thank you for talking to us on SBS Kurdish, and thank you for attending our studios in person.
Thank you.